saw you talk to both your goaltenders and tap them on the pads. What can you tell us about your plan for the next two games here?
Yeah, I didn't give them a plan, so that's the plan I'm giving you.
I know winning at the end of the day is all that matters, but can you take anything out of how well you played yesterday against a really good hockey club?
You have to. You have to when you're struggling to string those wins together. But you also have to identify the reasons that you feel cost you some games. It's what we dealt with this morning and what we dealt with on the ice, and tomorrow we'll go back and start talking about the things that we want to see in our game that are good from last night and from our last five. But, yeah, I mean, when I say there were good things or there are positive things, that's not the end of the discussion here. We're dealing with the things that need to be dealt with, and when we can get the volume of the negative play and the volume of our positive plays right levels, we'll start winning more games.
You made so many great strides in the goals against last year. How do you get back to that, or what kind of things are you seeing in terms of the breakdowns?
I didn't feel that we got to that till November of last year. We started to be a better defensive team, and we've integrated new people, and it's not those specific people. It's the group that we put out now, and it is a function of how we've chased the game an awful lot. And when you're down in games, or even when you're not winning and the games are tight, you don't feel comfortable that you open yourself up to the kind of offense that we're giving up. So the systems defensively haven't changed. I think our ability to stay comfortable in them has been off a bit, and what we've done with the puck, trying to get back into a game, trying to break the game open, has led us to be a weak defensive team.
Based on what you did then last year, did some of that surprise you? Like surely you don't believe some of your guys have forgotten how to do that. Are you surprised by
it? I don't know that the word surprised. Pretty good. I had pretty good understanding of what our challenges would be. You know, at 8-4-2, we're scoring enough, but I'm aware of the fact that we do with the group we have to have some room to make some plays. That five-game stretch where we didn't, where the four was indicative of what we would look like. We have to find that balance, and that's between both. We can be a good defensive team. There's no doubt in my mind. How quickly we can get there, I'm not sure, but we'll work on that every day.
How big a factor is the risk-reward in that element in trying to get that better?
Quite a bit, but not related. There's not a lot of plays where I'm finding a guy that's not shooting a puck and trying to fit it through three people, or he's stretching out of the zone. There's not. Our risk profile hasn't been hurt by cheating the game. We just need to be more comfortable in the tighter games.
Are you getting that feedback from your players that they're not comfortable, or is it just you can see that it's apparent?
It's in the decisions that we'll make at a certain minute mark of the game that we didn't make at a different minute mark of the game, and it's also a function of our month that we're having. That's exactly what teams do in this situation. So it's not who we are. It's where we're at now.
You touched on the secondary scoring and the need for more. Is there some temptation to give Joel Armia a look?
That's possible. I
especially given the schedule that you have.
We're certainly going to look at it. I want to make sure if I've challenged a player to be better, that he has that opportunity to be better.